CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch. Out of tune? If you're irregular due to lack of bulk, get back in tune with help from Kellogg's All Brand. Kellogg's All Brand keeps you right on pitch. There's only one All Brand, Kellogg's All Brand, combining proved effectiveness, appetizing taste, and crispness. Fight constipation as millions do with Kellogg's All Brand. ALL-BRAN.
Dinner, honey, as usual.
Oh, don't thank me. Thank Aunt Effie. Yes. I didn't get home from the women's club until late this afternoon.
Oh, well, thank you, Aunt Effie. It was delicious.
You're quite welcome.
Did you speak to him about the Christmas party?
Oh, no, I didn't. Not yet.
What Christmas party?
Oh, no party at all yet. Dear, I just mentioned Aunt Effie today that maybe we ought to entertain a bit during the Christmas season. What do you think? A small dinner, you know, something.
Sure. I don't think it ought to be a big one.
Met a few people. Nothing fancy. Mm-hmm. But we didn't give one last year, and we said maybe we should have.
Yeah.
We've been to the Darrows 3 years in a row to a Christmas party. We have never asked them.
Oh, golly, the Darrows. Yes, you know, we have owed them for ages. How come we've never had them over at all?
We asked them to the one dinner we gave last spring, and they couldn't come, and I'm really embarrassed that we have never had them, you know.
For Pete's sake, yes.
Terrible.
I think you better find out when they can come, you know, make sure, and then ask everybody else, see?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, all right. After the dishes are done, I'll call them, and then we'll plan the party tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Literally speaking, only a surgeon can tickle the ribs. But speaking figuratively, CBS Radio does an effective job of it every Monday through Friday evening with an hour of, well, rib-tickling comedy. The ingredients are equal parts of Andy Griffith and Burns and Allen, a quarter hour with Bob and Ray, and the familiar shenanigans of the Amos and Andy Music Hall. Put them all together, and you can every Monday through Friday, and they spell CBS Radio's Comedy Time. The offbeat observations of Andy Griffith, giving North Carolina philosophy to the passing scene. The decidedly eccentric comedy of Gracie Allen and her cigar-smoking supporting cast. The fantastic excursions of Bob and Ray. They're the ones that lost the dead whale, you remember? And the merry mischief of the Amos and Andy Music Hall. Yes, put them all together for an hour a weeknight of Comedy Time, presented by CBS Radio and this station for your Star's Address listening pleasure.
Well, to finish the dishes?
Aunt Effie and I were just talking about the party, dear.
And I said that I thought it looked funny to call the Darrows and find out when they can come. Looks as though you're having the party just for them.
Well, we are, practically. I mean, we certainly owe them. Anyhow, it doesn't have to be called a party. Just find out when it would be convenient for them to come to dinner. That's the way to put it, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good idea, dear. Since we hadn't thought of it as a big party anyhow, just a few people in for dinner.
Yeah, I don't think you should add more than, say, three other couples, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, eight, you know, it's just right for a dinner party. Besides, that's all our table seats comfortably, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you want to have? A turkey?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't thought about the food. Maybe roast beef.
Well, roast beef is hard to plan for a party. Most people like it rare, and if you don't get them to the table at the right moment, then your roast beef is well done.
Yeah.
And you know how hard it is sometimes to get people to the table.
Yeah, well, let's worry about the menu after we get the people. Now, Christmas is on Friday. I suppose we ought to have it on the party on Saturday the 26th or the following Saturday, January 2nd. What do you think?
I don't know. It's so late now, they're probably booked up for those 2 nights.
Well, why don't you have it the following week? Everybody goes to so many parties during the holidays. Maybe it'd be nice to have one after the holidays are over.
Oh, no. The house will be all decorated for Christmas.
Oh.
It'll look so pretty then. If we're going to have a Christmas party, let's have it during the holidays, I say.
Well, I thought it wasn't going to be a party, just a dinner.
Well, yes, Aunt Effie, but I mean, Gee, if they're tied up those two Saturdays, we might have to have it during Christmas week, which isn't good because people have to work the next day.
Now, look, we're planning a small, quiet dinner, not a wild party where people stay up half the night. Now, instead of trying to decide what night to have it, call the Darrows and find out when they're free.
Yes, all right. In the meantime, you'll be thinking of who else we can ask.
Yes,
huh?
And I'll look through the magazine for some suggestions for holiday dinners. Goodness, they always have the most wonderful double-page spreads of buffet tables.
Oh, John, no, look, now, no buffet. That's the one thing I hate. Trying to eat off a plate balanced on my knees.
Johnny, we have 8 buffet tables. That's why we have them.
Oh, no,
no,
I don't like those wobbly things. Anyhow, there's never enough, and I'm always eating off the desk or bending double to eat off the coffee table with no place to put my knees. No, let's...
All right, dear, we'll eat at the dining room table.
Yeah.
Now, I will call the Darrows first and get them all set.
Yeah.
The only night the Darrow can come is Monday the 28th, so that's when we'll have to hang. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing, except that Monday is such a dumb day to have a party. I don't think people are in the mood for parties on a Monday.
You said yourself it wasn't a party, just a dinner.
Well, okay, all right, Monday it is, the 28th.
No, we'll have to ask Fred and Eleanor.
Fred and Eleanor, they don't know the Darrows.
I don't know them, do they?
Well, look, if you're only going to have 3 other couples, then let's ask people we owe. We don't owe Fred and Eleanor.
Well, we have to ask them. Eleanor's feelings would be very hurt if we didn't. They have asked us to a party on New Year's Eve.
Oh,
they know about it.
I don't want to go there on New Year's Eve.
Why? We almost always go there.
Well, I know we do. I thought this year we wouldn't. Bill Bentley said something about our dropping over there, and I said maybe we would.
Oh, the Bentleys. We owe them, too. We were over there for dinner last spring and never asked them back. Well, we better have them to this. Bentley. Well, that's 4, Ellen and Fred and the Bentleys.
All right, well, that does it, then. With the Darrows and us, that's 8. That's all our table seats, comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Don't plan on me. I won't be hanging around.
Of course we'll plan on you, Aunt Effie, for heaven's
sake. No. With me, it makes 9 at the table, and it throws everything off.
Oh.
I'll stay upstairs.
Oh, you're not going to stay upstairs.
I don't mind at all. I'll be glad to help you with the dinner and do all that, and I can take a little tray
upstairs. Oh, Aunt Effie,
for heaven's sake.
No. Besides, we can't ask the Bentleys without asking the Lundells. Now, Ann Lundell is Ruth Bentley's best friend, and Ann would think it was very funny that I asked Ruth and not her. Besides, we owe the Lundells. They gave that party for us when we got back from Europe.
Well,
you know,
and you've got 10 right there. You'd better have a buffet.
Oh, no.
Myra and George, what's the matter with us? You have to have them.
Oh,
we have to.
George,
we
you have to have them.
Yes,
you know what
do.
A pain in the neck George is on a party.
I know.
Look, he can turn the simplest dinner party into a political brawl.
Well, I will ask Myra to ask George not to bring up politics.
Try and do it. He'll take one look at Bill Bentley. When he walks in the door, I can just hear him. Ah, well, you Republicans kind of lost out there in the last election, didn't you, boys? And the fur's going to start flying.
Yeah,
I'll
just remind them of the Christmas spirit.
What about Ralph and Lillian Peterson? And the Houstons? You said the other day you owed Mrs. Houston.
Oh, yes, the Houstons. And Ralph and Lillian, of course. And the Holberts. I completely forgot the Holberts. I even said to Phyllis we'd see them at Christmas. And the Smiths?
Well, you can't have roast beef unless you have already. You'd better have turkey or else some kind of casserole.
Maybe we better just have an open house sort of thing, not sort of a regular dinner. Just, you know, fancy sandwiches, something like that.
No, it has to be a dinner. We've already asked the Darrows, and I said dinner to them. How many people do we have listed? 20 so far. 20? Think we should cross out somebody, and if so, who?
Cross out? No, I think we better add. Look, if we're giving a party like that, look, you got to ask the Cranshaws. Might not come, but I'd better invite them now. You know how touchy my boss is about things like that. He hears about it.
Well, I suppose some of these people can't come anyhow.
Well, at least we've asked. Let's take care of our obligations.
Well, may I point out that Monday the 28th is exactly 2 weeks from last night? If you're going to have anybody, you better start calling.
Yes, 2 weeks? Mm-hmm. Oh, I had no idea. Yes, well, I'll start calling now so we know how many are coming and start planning the food.
Oh, now, where's the December magazine? They had some good buffet suggestions for Christmas parties.
Honestly, 2 weeks away. Is that all? I didn't realize. Goodness, I just hope some of them can't come. I'll start calling now.
Oh, brother. This miserable cold and my sinuses.
Haven't you heard about Dristan? Dristan decongestant tablets not only help drain all 8 sinus cavities, critical areas of colds infection. But circulating through the blood, Dristan reaches all congested areas. In one fast-acting, uncoated, three-layer tablet, Dristan, for the first time, combines a decongestant to shrink all swollen membranes, relieve pressure and pain. An exclusive anti-allergen to help keep breathing passages dry and clear. Pain relievers to ease body aches, reduce fever. Vitamin C to help build body resistance. This is Dristan. Today, Dristan is widely imitated, but the exclusive Dristan formula cannot be duplicated. For real relief from cold, misery, and sinus congestion, there is nothing, nothing like Dristan Decongestant Tablets.
Yes, Monday the 28th, buffet supper. Oh, wonderful, Jane. Yes, all right, we'll see you. Goodbye. Well, the Garretts are coming. In fact, everybody I called has accepted.
I thought the Bentleys said they couldn't make
it. Well, Ruth said she couldn't at first, then she said she'd switch something around so they could. Now, how many does that make?
Well, by my count, it makes 28.
28?
28?
I said, you're asking too many. Well, every now and then one of you says, how about so-and-so? And you
28?
Both say, oh, yes. Well, your list has grown to 28, not counting us.
Oh,
and if you're asking that many, I'd like to ask my friend Miss Jensen.
Oh, well, yes, yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, yeah,
Miss
Jensen.
Yes,
she's nice.
Yeah, she is very nice. Well, I don't see how we can handle a dinner party for 32 people. We'll have to get a caterer, that's all. Just have to get a caterer?
What are you talking about?
It makes 32 people with us and Miss Jensen. You realize the work involved, and if you're not be in the kitchen all the time.
Now, dear, I don't think we need to go to the expense of a caterer. My goodness.
Where in heaven's name are we going to put 32
people?
32 people. That matter, where are 32 people going to put their dinner plate while they eat? I mean,
maybe somebody can't come after all, dear.
I thought this was going to be a small dinner party of 8 people.
Now, don't worry. I'll find some simple buffet supper suggestion so we can do it ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, of course I understand. Not at all. Could you hold on a second, Mitty? Yeah, hold on. The Darrows can't come.
Can't come? The whole shindig was planned because we owed
them. Mitty's still on the phone. She forgot they're going to Whit's parents for dinner that night. I couldn't tell her. We'd already asked everybody. She says they're definitely free the next night, the 29th, if we still want them for dinner then. What'll I say?
I don't know. Two parties in a row.
Tell her yes. They're the ones you really owe.
Yes. Hello, Mitty. Oh, just is fine, dear.
You can call everybody else back and change them to Tuesday.
Boy, does it ever fail, I ask you. We decide to have a small, simple dinner party. I'm telling you, we'll wind up renting the country club with an orchestra.
Oh, no, you right, won't.
Or the Coliseum.
Let's see, what's easy to cook for 32 people?
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.